Ladies and gentlemen, maybe it's a simple thing. Maybe it's a self-evident thing, but consider. You are the kind of civilized men and women who brought babies into the world not by crude, primitive, anachronistic chance, but by systematic deliberation. You planned your futures. You planned, as the expression goes, your parenthood. You are all of that American economic class called upper middle. You are educated. You are cultured. You are stable, nearly without exception. You showered love upon your sons and daughters, who knew themselves practically in the cradle to be privileged. The very best, the most exclusive nursery schools, private schools, colleges, universities, expensive toys and gifts of all kinds, closets of clothing, ski equipment, stereo equipment, racing bicycles, tennis lessons, riding lessons, snorkeling lessons, private tutoring, trips to the Caribbean, to Mexico, to Tangier, to Tokyo, to Switzerland, junior years abroad in Paris, in Rome, in London. Yes, and their teeth were perfect. Or were made to be, yes. And they had cosmetic surgery if necessary, or nearly necessary, yes. And you gladly paid for their abortions or their tuition for law school, medical school, business school, yes. And you paid for their weddings, yes. And you loaned them money to get started. Certainly you helped them with their mortgages or their second cars or their children's orthodontist bills. Nothing was too good or too expensive for them. For what, ladies and gentlemen, would it have been? And always, the more you gave your sons and daughters, the more you seemed to be holding in reserve. The more generous you displayed yourself, the more generous you were hinting you might be in the future. But so far in the future, when your wills might be probated after your deaths. Ladies and gentlemen, you rarely stop to consider your children as other than your children, as men and women growing into maturity, distinct from you. Rarely did you pause to see how patiently they were waiting to inherit their due, and then, by degrees, how impatiently. What anxieties besiege them? What nightmare speculations? For what if you squandered your money on medical bills, nursing home bills, the melancholic impedimenta of age in America? What if, worse yet, addle-brained, suffering from Alzheimer's disease, about which they'd been reading suddenly, it seemed, everywhere, you turned against them, disinherited them, remarried someone younger, healthier, more cunning than they, rewrote your wills, as elderly fools are always doing? Ladies and gentlemen, your children declare that they want only what's theirs. They say, laughingly, they aren't going to live forever. Well, yes, I'll confide in you off the cuff. In several instances, it was an in-law who looked into the possibility of a cruise on the SS Ariel. Your own son or daughter merely cooperated, after the fact, as it were. Ladies and gentlemen, as your captain about to bid you farewell, let me say, I am sympathetic with your plight. Your stunned expressions, your staggering, swaying gait, your damp eyes, working mouths. This is a bad joke. This is intolerable. This is a nightmare. No child of mine could be so cruel, inhuman, monstrous, etc. All this is touching, wrenching to the heart, altogether natural. One might almost say traditional. Countless others whose bones you may discover, should you have the energy and spirit to explore the island of tranquility or repose, reacted in more or less the same way. Thus, do not despair, ladies and gentlemen, for your emotions, however painful, are time-honored, but do not squander the few precious remaining hours of your life, for such emotions are futile.